like, honestly. I came out with my ex,
like Selena, the flex. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Non-Refundable Podcast. I am Nate Digital, and today we just got Yabba Deluxe and Fuddlement in the booth. How we doing, boys?
What's goody? First off, where Cryer's ass at?
I think he's picking up medicine.
Motherfucker never loved us. Remember?
It's always
worst behavior.
It's, you know, shout out to Cryer. He's always here, and you know, usually it's Yabba who's late to the studio here, but I guess Cryer's not here
I'm
to defend
late,
himself.
But I always come, man. I don't not show up. He just not showed up.
Sheesh, calling him out.
I love Cryer though, man.
I need my boys are back in town drop. I didn't have that ready.
Oh, Nate, you know what I was thinking that we should make this intro for, or the song we should have for the intro?
What's that?
Bad Boys for Life.
We're just going to rip dun, off dun, every, any dun, and every song. Dun, 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 actually, dun, you know dun, what? Dun, dun. You could finish
hey,
it.
Because we ain't going nowhere, man.
You know what? Speaking of theme songs, our podcast intro is nominated for a Grammy. Did you guys see that?
What?
Where's my soundboard at? I need to be host. Wait. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
No.
No way. Oh, shit. Wait, so the Computer Drake song is nominated for... Who nominated him?
Okay, apparently the song isn't eligible, but somebody... Just had to do a little fact-checking here real quick.
Yeah, we tell the news, then we fact-check.
They wanted it.
No way.
That's NRN, baby.
Yeah, we'll write it down in our Twitter post. Small letters, small print. Apparently it wasn't nominated.
The organization had to come out and make a statement that it is not eligible for a Grammy. But it's what the people want, so give it to them.
It should be. That's a dope Drake, non-Drake song.
It's a good song, damn it.
Our AI Drake song. I like it.
All right, so it's been a few weeks, probably fuck a month since we've all chatted, you know, got in the booth. It's been quite a big week in Web3, but I think we all woke up to the latest Web3 drama, BitBoy having a manic episode of fucking... which videos did you guys wake up to? Because I woke up to the one of him in the car, and he is clearly like geeked the fuck out on something. And
he's tweaking, man. He's tweaking.
He's hard. It's honestly just like slapping us all in the face. Like, he's not sober. And he's saying he's like in recovery or whatnot. Like, not at all.
Wait, you don't think
he's
sober?
And he's trying to, you know, be like, I need money. Like, I'm a soft story. I'm in recovery. Like, all this stuff. Like, no, dude, you're at the worst point of this peak. Like, you're at the arc of this entire dissolution. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of ready for it all to fall apart, and like, but I don't wish any harm or any ill will upon him. But like, dude, like, I'm ready for his 15 seconds to be up.
Yeah, of course. I think he's had more than 15 seconds. Just to be fair, point two would be, I think he's reflective of how the market is right now. Ooh. I feel like we all have a little bit boy manic episode in us that are still here in the market right now. This is bear market BitBoy 100%. I think he's gonna get it back right when he turns around. I think maybe the market's turned around. If he doesn't turn around, maybe we're fucked. I don't know.
I do think I thought it was funny how everyone was calling the bottom in. I don't know. I don't think that this will be related to that. But I think Gainsey said it best. So a lot of people, you know, say what you will about Gainsey, not trying to say he's an, you know, great guy, but he has a lot of good takes. And he said the whole timeline's like, oh, geez, I hope he gets the help he needs. Just not for me, because I dislike him. But I enjoy the downfall arc, but I need the virtue signal. And it's like, everyone's acting like that. And it's like, it's okay to not like people. Like, I don't like Ben.
Yeah.
I don't like BitBoy. I don't like the way in which that he has like shilled stuff and said he hasn't. He's all a part of all the financial crimes he's claiming against his former company. He literally thanks Wendy for being a great friend, then attacks her on Twitter, then says, sorry, I attacked her. I have PTSD. Like, he's just like, a woe is me, I am the victim, and he is the number one problem, and I'm ready for it to be done.
I agree, man. It's hard though, man, because I don't even know what to say about it.
It's like a car crash, right? Like I don't even follow BitBoy, but he's the only thing I saw on my timeline today. And yeah,
you're
like
watching a train wreck happen.
Yeah, and it's like I also want that 15 minutes to be up, but also I cannot turn my eyes away. And like, dude, those videos this morning were just wild. And then it's like he's clearly going through some shit. Like it's sad, but also like, dude, like these people that have to live on the internet to the point where it's like you're obviously doing some like crazy shit in your life. It's like, oh, I better live stream this. You know what it's like. Dude, and then he had his mistress in the
let
car.
Me hop on Spaces real quick. I'm about to geek the fuck out and let's
with a
and
gun.
Let the world know.
He told where he was going with a gun with his mistress. He couldn't even tell the cop where the gun was. Like, dude, that shit is just wild.
I mean, he did get in trouble for fighting cops at one point in his life. He told that story. I remember that. So, looks like he might be trying to fight a couple more here if he's not careful. But.
Yeah,
man,
and
I'll go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, you said that it's like a reflection of the market, like the state of the market. But sadly, he's a reflection of all Web3, kind of, to, you know, all these other people. It's like, oh man, look what these people are doing over there. They're crazy. And it's like, BitBoy's crazy, but he's not all of us.
I mean, that was going to be my other point too, man. I mean, this was a guy that, you know, a lot of people looked up to, a lot of newcomers that were being onboarded looked up to, you know, saw his advice. And to see like his unraveling, man, and just to understand, I mean, I know anybody can unravel. I mean, we all, you know, hit our breaking points sometimes, and we don't all go on Twitter and display it, but you know, there's a breaking point. And but it's just crazy because I mean, were we listening to him for advice? You know, it's like sometimes you just feel like a little bit of a dumbass for listening to a lot of these people. And it's not just him. I think there's more and more people coming out that you realize weren't as smart as you thought they were. And they didn't have necessarily your best intentions in mind. They were playing, and maybe they weren't out to get you, but they didn't know what they didn't know, but they acted like they knew. If that makes sense.
Yes, but are the people that are listening to all these influencer type people, are they listening to them for advice or is it for the pure entertainment? You know, like people in poly spaces, you know, I guess that might be. They praise
that's
that
a different
that,
story,
yeah,
man. Everybody knows what poly's up to.
Even
man.
When I
mean,
said
he
it,
doesn't,
I was
he
like,
doesn't
yeah.
hide it.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't hide it. I mean, he knows like he's a shock jock for the most part. He's got a lot to say. I mean, honestly, he has not so bad takes. A lot of people don't like him, you know, and say that he's doing the same thing that he's blaming other or saying other people are doing. But, you know, for better or worse, he's pretty much authentic, in my opinion. It's the other guys out here that weren't really, you know, straight up with people that, you know, I'm disgusted by it, man. I've taken a little bit of a break myself from crypto, from Web3, from Twitter over the past couple of weeks, man. And, you know, just to come back and look at it, I'm like, man, you know, it
get a
it's
new
a whole
lens
new landscape.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you look at it with a different perspective, man. And it's like, shit, like, is this thing really viable? Like, I honestly have that question. Is crypto, is Web3 a thing or is it not a thing? Because right now I feel like everybody that told me I was a dumbass for investing in it might be right.
Yeah, but that's because the latest headlines, right? Your NFTs are worthless.
I mean, yeah, well, that too. I mean, my bags do have a huge impact on my emotional state. But I would just say, you know, I mean, looking at it fundamentally, man, like, all of these projects seem to have failed. I'm not talking about just NFTs. I'm talking about coins in general, man. Like, where's the value at? I mean, it's just nothing but complete value drain. And you look at it, the only thing that pretty much is making money right now is shit coins. And like, how is that sustainable? that's even drying up. That well is drying up, you know? And it's the same story. I pump a shit coin, hop on spaces, pump it. People get out before you get out, or, you know, you exit before other people get out, AKA dump. And, you know, that's done.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
so
but that's,
many projects.
You know, like a random shit coin is not really to be compared with like blockchain technology. You know what I mean? Like, obviously it's fun to make money and it's easy to mm-hmm. kick us when we're down. Prices are down. That's obvious. But, you know, like, we're all here for a reason. We're still talking to the same group of people that were, you know, our friends and all that. I mean, yeah, obviously, like, financially it's not,
yeah,
not doing great.
That's the only place I feel like I've really, really gained is knowing you guys and all the other people that I've met. I've been able to network with like-minded people that are risk takers, obviously, futurists, you know, all of those, you know, a little bit of a nerds, but also got swag. So, I mean, I've been able to network. I like that part of it. But, you know, as far as the other value, I'm still hard pressed to see it because, yeah, the blockchain technology is, in its essence, what everybody is excited about and what is probably beneficial and valuable. But I just don't know if you need all of these projects or all of these coins to use the blockchain technology. And that's where I'm at right now.
Well, yeah,
my thinking.
You don't. And I think we need to take a step back and realize kind of like where we are in the market right now. And I think that like a lot of times, like every week that goes by and, it, you know, less and less volume and whatnot across any sector, right? NFTs, shitcoins, BTC, Ethereum, whatever. I think that like as that degrades, you look around at the people in the room and there used to be 100 people in the room and now there's 90, then there was 80, then there was 70, and there's 60. And sometimes the people that are sitting around that are going to stay are the shilling villains of the world. And you're like, why the fuck am I in a room with this guy?
I haven't heard from him.
Yeah, but you're like, why am I in a room with Ben Armstrong? Like, why am I here with that guy who's still here? You know, and you're kind of at that point mentally, right? Yep. But it's like, this technology is very real. We don't need the plethora of projects that you were talking about, but as far as like 95% of the NFTs that are worthless, great. 5% have value is what you're saying. Like you were telling us all of this was going to zero. Nothing had value.
Yeah.
So like for you to recognize that 5% has value and that like also that like 1% has over a $6,000 price tag on it, like 1% of Pokemon cards don't have over a $6,000 price tag on them. So like these are relatively large things as far as like, yes, it's framed to you in a negative manner, but these are big things. And I think that we're close to a turning point. Don't get me wrong. It still could be 6-12 months away. But as far as like mental psyche, this is what the people that can manipulate the markets want you to feel. And they want you they want you to come back at the top and rebuy their bags when they
exactly. And I feel that foot. And that's why I'm sticking around. And I'm still like keeping my ear to the ground and I'm not making any moves, at least recently. I want to, but at the same time, I'm just like, man, I do enjoy touching this grass. I do enjoy like being outside. I don't know why I was in a room with Polly.
When I was touching grass, but you were all in my fucking shit.
I was giving it, because I want you in the chat, man. When I'm in the chat, I want you in the chat. I want all my people in the chat.
When I'm in the chat,
but now
you
we
be
all
in the
love
chat.
Touching grass.
Why is every time I'm in the chat, you in the chat?
Because it's gang gang, man. I like it like that. But you know, I know it's gonna be one of those things where like it's slowly then all of a sudden, right? But I still have a question if it's gonna happen because FUD, I'm telling you, man, everybody says the cycle is 2 to 5 years. It's been two, but what's going on, man? I mean, I don't see where the next spike is gonna come from. There's no COVID. There's no NFTs.
I'm not concerned about the next spike at all. I am utilizing this time to take every single paycheck I have and put money into BTC and ETH.
Okay.
This is the best thing that could ever happen. Yeah.
You still believe?
Yeah. Down for longer. Love it. Keep coming. I am not interested in anything under a 2-year time horizon.
All right, man. We'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
So
we'll see.
You guys are bringing me down talking about all these projects failing, extracting value from the communities. Let's flip it and talk about one of the top projects right now doing stuff for holders. They're now in Walmarts across the country, and they have a new game out. Pudgy Penguins. Shout out to Luca. Our resident Pudgy isn't here. Shout out to Cryer. But what are the outsiders, you know, the outside of the Pudgy community? What are we feeling?
Being us.
Yeah.
Unless, what, you got a Pudgy hiding.
I think it's huge. No, I don't. I think it's huge. 2,000 stores. Not like we're going to test run it in 100. 2,000 physical locations. As far as what that took on the front end from an investment to manufacture all of those toys to put in 2,000 stores, you got to think, got at least 100 toys in every single store. So they had to make, what, 2 million at a minimum to be able to stock the first round of shelves. Like, that's a huge commitment from a toy manufacturer. So you got to think minimum price out the doors, $2 on that with packaging, everything, even though they might sell for $8, $9, whatever. You're looking at $4 million minimum from an outside investor, because Luca already put his $2.5 million in. Obviously they've generated revenue, but not enough for them to be like, hey, we're going to manufacture all of this. So I think it's absolutely huge for the space. I'm super excited about it. I'm trying to look at my local Walmart. They don't have them yet, but I'm going to go pick one up when they do.
That's nice. Cool, man. That's cool. I mean, I'll give my take, man. I think it's awesome. I haven't heard that, but obviously because I've been taking a break. But yeah, I mean, for them to go get into Walmart, 2,000 stores, that's a big move, man. That's a big move. I mean, that's the first step into onboarding, quote unquote, the masses. Still, the question remains, though, Fudd, how does this benefit holders? We know that's coming. I mean, how does it benefit holders?
Well, yeah, but you want to know, like, when does the money come into your pocket? Like, when the it can still benefit the holder without you actually.
I'm still an OGD gen. Okay?
Yaba's trying to recoup losses.
Yeah, Yaba's like, when dividend.
Has the mentality changed? Has the psyche shifted, bro?
Right.
It's still about the money. It always has been.
Yeah. I don't think I can answer that question. I don't think
it's good.
I don't expect dividends from NFTs. Maybe they come to me. It will come in brand awareness and raising the value of the underlying asset. That is the OG.
Yeah, we talked about that. So we don't have to go back into that. We talked about that. I'm just giving Luca a hard time. Or Luca and the Pudgy Penguins. And I wish Cryer was here so I could give him a hard time. But yeah, I do agree. And I do agree with you, Fight, in that respect. I think, you know, it makes the original more valuable because more people know about it. More people want the original. Right. So.
Yeah, like the
same with Doodles.
Yeah, like the OG is always like that black card, the top tier of the membership. But I mean, dude, the kids are gonna like these Pudgy Penguins, but also that the game that's associated, super well done. And what I love is like these kids nowadays, when they see, you know, the toy, obviously, but then you scan the toy and then you can use that character in game, like that clicks, like it resonates way more with like a younger person, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, it's just right in time for Christmas. So, I mean, when all the Tickle Me Elmos are going off the shelves, then, you know, mommy and daddy got to buy something. Look at this cute little Pudgy Penguin here. What is that? I don't know, but we're going to buy it for little Johnny and Susie. And, you know, we'll have them learn a little bit more about it. So,
yeah, but if this game is popular, you know, it's like, hey, I'm playing this game with my friends and I want to look cool in the game or do better. I got to go buy the toy. And then not only do I have just a physical to go with it, but it'll have correlated digital to go with it. So, I mean, it's pretty cool.
Mm.
And Walmart's obviously huge. I don't know if I would buy one myself. I'm not really like a Funko type of shout out to Red Sox
figurine
guy.
Collectible. Yeah.
But no,
wait,
I mean,
wait,
cool.
Do they have, how does anybody know how many versions they have? I mean, or how many is it, like, I know somebody licensed one of them probably and getting some royalties off of that, right? Maybe, or maybe
I saw at least five collection. Versions. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't.
Yeah. I think online there were like 9. I can't answer the latter question though, as far as royalties, I would guess that they would use ones that the company owned personally.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. So you don't want to get in that legal trap.
But
yeah, man, it's good shit.
You know, shifting to another NFT project that's has a huge collaboration, more brand awareness for the project. Bored Ape and Bathing Ape doing a collab together, which, I mean, the apes have been talking about this since inception. This would be like the ideal collab. I mean, Yaba, thoughts? Hit me.
Man, Vape is an OG, man. I mean, that's swag. I can't, you know, I love to throw a little shade every now and then when I can, but I can't throw shade on that. Are they giving you the shirt for free?
No, but Apes will have first dibs, and apparently it'll be like a worldwide. Okay, so it's going to debut in Hong Kong, Ape Fest, and then there'll also be an online store, Apes Get First Dibs, and then the additional stage, it'll be public sale, but, you know, I got to get my hands on it first.
I wonder how much that shirt's going to retail. Did they say?
It's probably going to be a lot. Because Bape's expensive.
It's like at least 200, right?
Oh, dude, I hope not. I hope it's not that much. I mean,
Bape is expensive, man.
Bape is pricey, but also like when Bored Ape released their kind of like luxury line, all that shit had a premium on it. So, I'll be copping. I don't know if I'm going to buy everything, but I'm going to definitely be shopping. You know what? Just to full transparency here, FUD had a little confession. He doesn't know what Bathing Ape is. So,
yeah, I just Googled it. I've seen this brand before. Yeah, you've seen the shoe. I'm really not into like high-end brands. The only brand like that I like is Supreme,
It's more Supreme. Streetwear than high-end. I mean, it is high-end streetwear, but like in the 2000s, Soulja Boy would wear the Bape shoes with a star on the side. Then there was like a lawsuit with Nike. And I've actually been to the Bape store in New York, and I got in trouble for taking pictures of the t-shirts.
Wow.
That's how hardcore it is. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just looked on their website. One of their jackets is going for $6,500. Well, yeah,
that's what I'm saying, man. So, it's super pricey.
Hope you're ready.
I've always liked Bape, but I never liked it enough to spend the money that it costs to acquire a Bape piece of clothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, admired them, but I'm not like that big on them to where I'm like, oh yeah, I got to drop, you know, $6,500 on a jacket.
Well, that's like one piece, but like, yeah, even the t-shirts, people resell them.
They're all expensive though, man.
I mean, people resell them just like Supreme. So even if like you're getting them at a StockX or like, you know, third hand, you're paying a premium either way. So
yeah, I mean, I
really wish Cryer was here.
Oh yeah, he's a big Bape guy.
Clothing should be more than $200. Big Bape guy.
Yeah, I can see Cryer getting a Bape for sure.
Have FUD, you get your Doodle Crocs yet?
Yeah,
they haven't even shipped.
Wow.
I don't know what they're doing.
When did they say? Did they make a promise to you guys?
No, have they ever promised anything before?
Of course, they just have been quiet after the promise. No promise.
You know what's funny? This is no random. Promises. You know, like we have all this, like, you know, there's pieces of news in Web3 that are very bright. You know, we got the Luca, the Pudgy Penguins, we got Bathing Ape, you know, Sugar Town. There's a lot of stuff going on. Doodles, Crocs, like that's a big collab. Pudgy Penguins the floor price went down off the Walmart news. You know, like prices are still down across the board. You know, like,
man, like it's, you cannot only sell the news, man. It's only it really sell is. The news right now, because there is no piece of news. You remember in the bull market, if something like that would have happened, right, Pudgy Penguins would have run to 25 ETH. No cap.
Easy.
I mean, they could just hint at the announcement of being Walmart. I mean, we were talking about Amazon. I mean, think about that, man. How crazy, like, our mentality has shifted. Is like where this can be the biggest news in the world, and nobody is running to buy. Everybody is instead looking to sell and get out and get liquid. Man, it's just crazy. I mean, I remember, you know, Gary V would just tweet about some shit and send it to 3 or 4 ETHs.
Right.
So, wow. You know, this is a hardcore, hard asset, our brick and mortar store about to push some Pudgy Penguins for you. No cap. And the floor goes down. It's really, really, I'm trying to understand everything right now.
It is. It's a wild phenomenon. I mean, it's sad. It's like, because we're tied to these floor prices as like a marker of how well a project's doing. And it's fucked up, but that's how it is. I mean, there's nothing we could do about it. You know, like, oh, your floor price is now half of what it was. You're now a shitty project. The Zuki, what were they? went from like 12 to 4 in like 2 days. Granted, that was off the elemental shit and all that other bullshit, but
It was like 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks. Nate, give us a little bit of credit there.
I mean, that's just Web 3. I don't know. Oh, one note. Okay, so first of all, you know, Bathing Ape is like a powerful brand. You know, they need to be very selective when making these collabs. First of all, they kind of took a huge risk kind of doing this now. I feel like when all of the, you know, NFT hype, quote unquote, is kind of subsided a little bit. I saw some comments on their Instagram like, oh, NFTs are dead. What the fuck are you guys doing? Yada, yada. But one thing that really caught my eye that I think is going to be the turning point. Mark my words, boys. This is going to be the mark of the bottom. We're no longer referring to projects as NFT projects. They specifically said we are collaborating with the Web3 Collective, Bored Ape Yacht Club. We are now Web3 Collectives. We are no longer NFT projects.
Okay, I mean,
are you with it? Are you with it?
Web3. I mean, I like it. I mean,
yeah. But do you want to go start an NFT project with me, or do you want to become part of a Web3 Collective? I'll take your answer off the air. I'll hang up and listen.
No, I'll tell you right now. I definitely want to be in the Web3 Collective because it sounds way cooler than NFT.
Yeah, less scammy too.
Yeah. But is a rose by any other name? Nah, I mean, yeah, I just don't know how positive of a connotation the Web3 has behind it either. So
it's better than NFT.
It's better than
NFT. When you throw the word collective in there, that spruces it up. It's got some shine on it.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I like it. I mean, I like it. I mean, I think Bape is smart to do it, though, still. I mean, we know the projects that if this thing comes back or when it comes back, whichever side of the fence you're on, like, Bored Apes is going to be there. Azuki's going to be there. Pudgy is going to be there. Doodles is going to be there. Like, we know the projects that are going to turn this thing around, right? So I think Adidas, man, they're doing a lot of work.
When you say turn this thing around, do you mean floor price?
I mean, yeah. they're going to make it more valuable than it is right now, put it like that, and to me that value is tied directly.
Politician ass answer.
Hey, it's election season coming up, but it's like,
I did not have sexual relations with that.
I did not buy NFTs from that. Yeah. But nah, it's like, I did not buy NFTs from BitBoy. No, it's like,
or I did not send him money when he was missing his Lambo.
Yeah. Nah, I think it's tied to, I think floor price is tied to performance right now in our minds. And I think it will be for a very long time. Because we don't get financial statements from these companies. We can't see exactly how much money they're going to be making off of this Walmart deal, if they're making any money off this Walmart deal. And traditionally, that's how you value companies, is through those KPIs, through an income statement, which we don't have any insight to. So what we do have insight to is how many people demand that NFT, and that demand drives floor price. And if nobody demands it, you know, they can be doing as well as they are as a company, but I mean, we can't physically see that. What's tangible to us right now is floor price. So that's where I'm at with it. Like, yeah, turn it around. That means the floor price goes up. Unless there's some other measure that people come out with. I don't know what would be a measure for you, man.
I was going to reluctantly agree with you. I mean, it's sad but true.
Don't reluctantly agree with me. Agree with me.
It's sad but
facts up here. I'm spitting bars.
You're not dropping bars, but it's sad but true, man. Like, I almost hate the money aspect of NFTs, man. It's like it kind of pollutes everyone. But I'm also a victim, bro. Cause like in our Discord, we got all the bots with all the prices. Guess what? I'm constantly glancing, you know, what are the apes at?
Oh, you look at that now? I stopped looking at that, man. Well, a long time ago.
Well, when you have a few bags left over, you got to check a few of them.
I got no bags left, so it don't matter to me now, man. I'm free.
Yeah, because the price got to a point where you wanted to sell. You know what I'm saying? Is like, we're both tied to that price, you know?
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
it sucks, but it is.
It's
what
an
it
anchor.
Is.
It's, yeah. It's called an anchor. Man. And it's funny anchored to that.
And it's funny. My emotion, my literal emotions, are anchored to that price as well. So it's like, oh, let's see what my mood's gonna be like for the day. Oh, shitty
I'm
again.
Pissed off I've been pissed off all month because the bag's been down, bro. So
so you've been pissed off for years.
But even more so because there's no volume. There's no pump. In sight, there is no pump. The pump was, I know I said the pump's coming, man. I don't know when it's coming anymore. Like, I thought it was coming.
And then the pump cometh.
I had to find that.
That was the old me. Yeah,
that was a Yama from many moons ago. Yaba had a single tear running down his face when he listened to that drop. I don't even know that man anymore.
Yeah. That was a good days.
Can we touch on what you touched on earlier as far as sugar?
Yes, please.
Dropping? That has been insanely successful. I mean,
actually, yeah. Let's close out the potty with this because this actually working off of the Pudgy Penguin stuff because they have a game too. Legends of Mara just dropped from Yuga, and Sugar Town is coming. And sadly, I haven't fucked around with Legend of Mara yet. I know they had some loading issues, but it is up. I see some people in the Discord playing around.
No
with
way.
It. Shout out to Frankie. Yabo, relax, bro.
No way. Legends of, like, they had.
How
they
many
had
AAA
issue?
Games have you built, bro? Let's mute Yabo real
Wait,
quick.
Wait, is it AAA? All right.
I just because I said it. just like I said, Drake's AI song was nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah.
I just say stuff.
We got it. We got it.
But yeah, funny. So yes. Sugartown starts staking tomorrow. Okay. So staking, yeah, I was
drop
about to
it,
say,
drop it on us.
Staking allows you to earn coins. However, those coins are attached to that NFT. Those coins are non-tradable and non-transferable. So what are y'all's thoughts on that as far as the token you're earning is non-tradable nor transferable?
I didn't even know about that, but any new mechanic that we can introduce, I'm cool with. You know, anyone trying something new,
this ain't new.
That the when you stake your ape, the coins are tied to the ape. So if you were to sell your ape when the coins are staked, those coins go with it. But FUD, you're saying that these coins are staked to the NFT no matter what.
They're staked to the NFT no matter what. The NFT is essentially a game pass that allows you into the ecosystem that will allow you to multiple access to multiple games. So what is very interesting to me as far as this goes and something that hasn't been brought up yet is the NFT itself, that is that pass, was given to every single individual completely for free. The token that you earn cannot be traded, therefore, and is non-transferable, therefore cannot hold monetary value.
So,
however, it can hold value to you, the individual who wants to play the game. So to me, Zynga is this, to me, this is brilliant from a launching a product standpoint. The SEC can't sue them for anything. They've promised nothing to anyone and they've given nothing that is a tradable security. I mean, as far as the token itself being a tradable security, you could argue that, but it was given away for free.
Yeah, I kind of love that. Also, shout out to Camel. He fully evolved his. He remember what was his saying that he, the Pixel, that old coin has no monetary value, and now he's really leveled up that to the next level. This
he's
literally
himself.
Yeah,
up.
He's like, I'm really going to give you something with literally. No value.
but okay, I got questions though. I mean, because like if you can't trade it. You can earn a coin. All right, so you can stake it, not new. You can earn a coin, not new.
Earn
non-transferable. non-transferable. Maybe that's new. Maybe
soul bound.
Probably not.
Next.
Soulbound. There we go. Not new. But all right, so what are you going to do with the coins that you get? You're just going to, have this NFT and
in-game currency, Yaba.
It's in-game currency, so you can trade it in the game.
Well,
or you can only spend it in the game.
VC coins. Yeah, I mean, just for NBA 2K, just in-game currency. It can be as simple as that.
Yeah, but hear me out. So this is where I think that they're going to go with it. I think that you, with your in-game currency that you can't trade, is going to be able to purchase more NFTs, individual items for your character, for games. Those items you'll be able
with
to
the
sell.
Coins that you weren't able to sell. Yeah,
exactly.
Loophole.
So you played a game. No, so you played a game. You get the products in the game, are quote unquote what is it, Web3 collective collectibles?
Sounds way better.
In the game. Yeah. And you sell those on the open market to people that want to buy it.
Yep. What's the difference in that in particular that I just mentioned and getting a earning a skin in CSGO and selling it? There's not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds a lot like
that's fully legal. They've been doing that for years.
Fortnite marketplace to me. Right?
I mean, essentially, in theory, it could be.
Except they just accept ETH.
Well, they don't accept ETH. They accept whatever token. Well, they accept ETH for that token, I guess, on secondary market. But initially, you purchased it with the token you earned for free.
Oh, well, yeah. You're talking about the stuff in game, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to sell that, which you can, I'm assuming, then you're going to sell it.
Assuming.
So you're saying once staking starts, all these prices of these sugar towns are all going to be different because they're all going to have different amounts staked to them.
Well, that I hadn't even touched on. That could be a completely different aspect in relation to rarity, which we have not found out yet. Mm-hmm. So that's another big one.
Game mechanics.
More than everybody else and get better stuff earlier.
Game theory.
That's a big aspect. I mean, so then that can make that token skyrocket.
Yeah, are your
the token
your...
you can't sell.
Not that, so sorry, when I said that would make the underlying pass, the Sugartown aura, skyrocket for specifically ones that could mine more tokens.
Exactly. Now that's what I was saying. Like, so if you got more tokens on your Sugartown pass, I guess is what you call it, then I mean the underlying value of that goes way up, right? Because you can do more immediately with all those tokens in it. I can see that being a thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting the way in which a Web2 company would kind of pioneer this space to try to avoid regulation. Because we've seen how a Web3 native company has avoided regulation like Yuga or,
they haven't.
You know, in a big case. Well, I feel like they've done a lot to keep themselves in a good position for that case. Although there are allegations against them, they have done a fair bit as far as legal background to make sure that that's not just, they're not going to get washed over in that case. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you look at things like Gutter pulling back off, you know, their token and whatnot. So it's interesting to see from a Web2 native company how they approach coming into Web3. That's not Porsche, we're selling a pass for 0.911 ETH bullshit, you know?
You know what's funny though? Is that I haven't really heard of the SEC coming down on crypto. And have they broken the backs of crypto? Because I haven't heard a lot from the SEC on crypto anymore. It's like, all right, we fucking squeezed the juice out of that. Everybody's gone. We got BitBoy tweaking on this. We done. Our job is done. We're going after the other boys now. But I haven't heard anything.
I don't know. They've been losing. They've been losing recently. And I mean by that is like the XRP case, like certain things that they've brought forward have not been going their way as far as once it reaches the end result of that case.
That is true.
So,
but they,
you know, they got to be a little quieter, I guess.
That,
which is good.
That too, but I guess it also doesn't really make sense when the market is pretty much drained right now. You know what I mean? Like, if it was still popping, they would probably announce more actions, but now they look at it and be like, it's kind of dead right now. It's not moving. It's not doing anything. It's not worth our time. Let's go and pursue the real criminals in the TradFi market now. And
I think Gary Gensler's just trying to keep his job.
Well,
I think he's just trying to.
Yeah, he's only got a couple more months at there, or, you know, potentially. So. We'll see.
No way he gets it again. Zero shot.
Yeah.
All right. Just to bring it back to Sugartown, and then we'll get out of here. How good does this game have to be for you to be satisfied? Like, Yabba, do you hold Sugartown?
Yes. I don't, man. Apparently, everybody in NRN does except me. Do you hold Sugartown, Nate?
That's affirmative.
I didn't get the plug, man.
That's,
nobody
that's,
plugged me.
That is fucked up. That's fucked up.
Nobody plugged your
boy.
I digress. But it's all good. You know, I'm not tripping. I wish you well. I wish you
don't let the door hit you.
I wish you well, Sugartown people, man. So let's see
we got
how
another
Sugartown shakes out, bro.
The latest.
I'm not fudding, man. That's genuine well wishes, man. But yeah, man. I'm interested to see. If they can actually produce a game. I've never heard of Zynga, you know, but I'm not a big
heard of Farmville, haven't you?
I have heard of Farmville, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So I guess I have heard of Zynga. I stand corrected. Yeah. Well, where is that at nowadays?
Yeah,
FUD. Playing Farmville still?
No, I never even played.
There's some grandmas playing it somewhere on Facebook.
So, yeah, FUD, what are your expectations for the game?
Honestly, I don't want to set them up for failure, but I have extremely high expectations.
I feel like a lot of people
do. You look at things like Farmville that were extremely addictive. I do think it will be a very simple games. It'll be addictive, simple games, which a lot of people might not like. A lot of people might think that they're, you know, it needs to be the next World of Warcraft or League of Legends or something overly complicated, right? So from that regard, I don't think it's going to attain that level. I really just want it to be such a great game, simple, addictive, so it takes off. Is really my hope. So I've set the bar pretty high, but I think, you know, we'd be doing them an injustice if we did not set that bar high, and I think they have a chance to achieve it.
Well, they've got the recipe and they've got the history in the background, man. So I mean, it seems like from that standpoint that they got a good start. They got a more of a head start than any Web3 native company has had.
Any Web3 collective.
Web3, whatever you want to call it, they got the resources, they got the know-how. So if anybody has a chance at success, I think they have the best one so far, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we're running out of bullets here, right? It's like if Zynga can't make a game, it's like I don't know how many more we got, fellas.
Is it done? If they can't make it, you know, I don't know. I still see big companies getting involved in the space. So I think there's still fruit here. There's still juice to squeeze.
Yeah, I could still see Blizzard come out tomorrow and drop like 10 games and be like, what did you think play to earn would be here? Yeah, we'll tell you right. What it is.
Yeah, you think that's play to earn? Hold my beer. there was rumors that yep. Xbox had a crypto wallet, you know, potentially. There was a little scuttlebutt about that. So, I mean, I think the gaming companies, they're not dumb. They see exactly what's going on. I'm sure they're planning for this. So I'm, you know, like FUD said, they're just going to drop some shit.
Have money though, Nate. These companies don't have no more money anymore because the rates are so high.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother.
I think they got money.
You think so?
I mean, like $2 trillion.
I mean, Microsoft maybe. Yeah, but
yeah, Nvidia is about to drop a new game. We'll see.
Yeah, NVIDIA gets in. It's a whole different story. Bull back on, baby.
NVIDIA doesn't need to make the games.
Yeah.
NVIDIA just needs to make the processor, so you have to buy it.
Exactly.
All right.
Making the shovels.
NVIDIA to make a game. Yeah. I don't care what NVIDIA does. They just put Web3 on something, and we good. We riding.
All right. Well, that was a good show, boys. It was good to see your faces. I think we're going to get out of here. Try to end on a good note with all this feel good Web3 gaming, Pudgy Penguins, Cryer. I hope you're okay. We miss you. I hope you got the medicine for the kiddos. And BitBoy, man, hope you're okay. We know you're listening.
Well, we wish you. We hope you get the help you need.
And you fucking need it.
And that's sincere. Even though it's so cliche.
Yeah, I don't like you. I hope it just comes to an end.
It's so
I think
cliche.
It will, FUD. At some point here, it's coming to a head.
Tell us really,
it's coming to a head.
There's no way, man. He's running full speed.
But
who knows?
But yeah, good stuff, boys. I'm Nate Digital for Yaba and FUD. Catch you guys next week. And shout out to our theme song that got nominated for a Grammy. Peace.
We ain't going nowhere, Nate. We
ain't going nowhere.
Bad boys for life.
I'm keeping all that.
Peace.